Raise your hand if you have danced since last Monday night.
Dan?
So we're going for 100% hands up on that question. The moment we have 100%, then I'm going to ask the second question. How many people have danced twice? How many people have danced three times last week? And so on. And the questions will go on. How many of you have danced at a social situation, like a dance studio, college night in the week? Good. So I'd like to be getting out and using what you're doing while class is still in progress. When we get to the end of our series of classes, you're going to go out dancing somewhere and you're going to wish you'd done it sooner and ask the question. So go out and dance and then come back and bring all your problems to me. Does anybody have a question about application of any of your dances, either in a practice session or the workshops or anything? Okay. In that case, we'll just pick up with our waltz and keep going, and let me know if you have any other directions we should be taking or any more time needed in any particular area. So what was the new figure last week in the waltz?
Natural spin turn to the right.
The natural spin turn.
Nice.
This week we're going to do the natural spin turn in another dance. What dance?
Quick step.
So let's review it first in the waltz to make sure we're all doing the same natural spin turn. And then we'll take it over to the quick step. Everybody slide way back down here. Followers on one side, leaders on the other. And leaders, come across the room a little bit farther to make sure it's clear where we're going. And we're starting facing diagonal wall. We're doing a press step to the natural spin turn. The press step is on count three. The natural spin turn has six steps. Forward, side, together. And then the spin part is back, forward, side. The feet end up apart, and we continue backward into what is the name of the back figure? Part of the reverse turn. Good. So really important to remember, out of the natural spin turn, you're doing 4, 5, 6. So that's three steps of the reverse turn. That's especially important tonight because when you do the spin turn, you want to be escort your partner closer this way. Come closer. The follower's head is turned slightly leftward and stays there throughout this natural spin turn. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Let's do it again. We had a problem starting that time. How many of you have experience in other sports? Every hand should go up because everybody's done something. Say you bowled, you've thrown darts. So if you were doing something like, I don't know, tennis, you would not be standing flat-footed waiting for the serve. You would be forward-footed, your knees would be flexed, you'd be ready to go. The ballroom version of being ready is having the knees slightly flexed, and having one heel off the floor. If both heels are on the floor, before you move, you'll have to change weight and go. Really important to be ready just to go. So let's get a better start than we did a moment ago. Everybody stand in with weight on one foot, so the other can do it. Ideally, we have several points of contact between our bodies and our partners. So obviously the hands are connected, wrists and so on are connected, bodies are connected. And the ideal connection is from just, you all have a special situation.
The best
too much connecting. The best trio of the sport. So the ideal connection starts at just above the knee, all the way up, includes hips and ribs. So it's a long contact between you and your partner, ideally. Now, this being the first semester of ballroom dancing, it's not likely you're going to go for the biggest contact and just keep it no matter what. But just be aware, the closer you are to your partner, the better it works once you've developed these skills. Remember, the pivot is a lot easier if you're close to your partner. If you're a long ways apart, it's like dancing around a chair or something. It just doesn't work very well. So stay close to your partner, especially in the natural spin turn. Let's see that again.
Do you guys stay in connection when you do your pivots?
Prep step on three. One, two, three, one, two, three, spin, two, three, one. Reverse turn. One, two, three, one. Whip. Here is where she gets to turn her head. Chasse, she turns it back. And natural spin turn again. That's going very well. Come on,
for
back.
The natural spin turn, you go two, three, forward.
Does somebody have a phone?
Like the brush?
Yeah.
New partner.
I'm not good at leading it. Let me get you a gentleman.
Okay.
Because we have so much to do tonight in the other dances, I'm going to try not to linger so long in the waltz as I usually do. I usually spend a lot of time here and then it takes away from your other dances. Do you understand what to do in the waltz? Does everybody have a plan? Okay. In a competition, there are two types of faults. There's the type of fault which is the difference between right and wrong. If you step forward with a heel when you should step with a toe or vice versa, that would be a right or wrong. It's easy to say which one is right and which one's wrong. So that's one type of fault. That's the lower grade fault. The higher grade fault is looking good, doing things with it, artistry. So some of you are making more of those kinds of faults, such as if you're looking at your feet, that's, well, I guess you could say that's wrong, but it also really interrupts the beauty. So I'd like you to do it one more time, same partner. If there's any question about what is right or wrong anywhere, make sure you ask, don't guess. So I'm here to give you the answers to any questions that come to mind. But beyond that, make it look good this time. So here we go, back to the beginning. I want to see the polished version. Right now you're involved in a performance activity. Even if you're just dancing socially for your own benefit and pleasure, you still want to look good. Okay. We're going to keep going until someone looks down. The moment someone looks down, I won't call out their name and embarrass them, but we will stop the group. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two. Reverse. One, two, three, one. Good. The whip. Keep your head up on the whip. And the chasse. One, two, three, one, two.
1, 2, 3, 1. Good. Thank your partner and separate.
Thank you.
Make sure you have the power. Oh. Back to the beginning without a partner. You're on your own. Dance through the whole combination without music. Go whenever you're ready. Each person's on your own.
Good. So we'll do 1, 2, 3 of a natural turn, and then the tipple chasse,
I've decided that this is about how far from the corner I'd like to do my tipple. Some of you might want to dance farther into the corner, but be careful of that. So just choosing arbitrarily, this is the space that looks about right. Half a natural, slow,
quick, quick, tipple,
slow,
quick,
quick,
slow,
quick, quick,
quarter turn,
slow,
quick, quick,
slow.
Hold on, we'll take you over quarter turn.
Gentlemen, face diagonal wall. Right foot forward into the first figure of the three, set the quarter turn to the right. Half,
slow,
quick, quick, slow,
slow,
quick, quick,
hold it.
Now we don't really have room to do a lot, so we'll go right into the half natural and dipple. Half,
slow,
quick, quick, slow,
quick, quick, slow,
quick,
hold it there. What next?
Quarter turn to the right.
Quick, half,
slow,
quick, quick,
slow,
slow,
quick, quick,
slow.
Are you prepared to lead?
Good.
Nail your part, be confident, and get ready. Quick step doesn't leave any room for thinking. Ladies, name the first three features in order. Full name of it is quarter turn to the right.
So,
progressive chasse. Good to have the lock. Those three figures each at the same time.
Slow,
quick, quick, slow. So make sure you know. Sometimes you're not going to know the line. Somebody can know what's going on in the partnership. So here we go from the beginning. One, two, three, four. Slow,
quick, quick, slow.
Slow,
quick, quick,
lock.
Slow.
Your quarter turn again.
Slow.
Slow,
slow.
Half a natural.
Slow.
Slow.
Quick, quick, slow,
long step,
quarter turn,
slow,
quick, quick,
slow,
slow,
quick, half a natural,
slow,
quick,
quick,
quick, slow,
quick,
quarter turn,
slow,
quick, quick, slow,
slow,
quick, quick, slow,
lock,
and you've got the idea. Partner up at our original corner.
Annie, is the music going to be too loud for this thing being right here? Or is that all right? Will I be too loud for it? One, two, three, four, slow, quick, quick, slow,
slow,
quick, quick, slow,
lock,
slow, quick, quick, slow, tipple, quarter turn, let's come back to this corner. Same partner to this corner. Does every figure in the quick step start with the leader going forward, outside partner? So at the beginning, he starts stepping between her feet. Other than that, if he's going forward, it does go outside partner. That time after the tipple, some folks were finishing the lock, and where the man should go outside her feet, sometimes I was seeing him go between her feet. So we're going to do the tipple, and at the end of it, do the first step only of the quarter turn, so I can see you stop outside partner. So let's start with 1, 2, 3 of a natural turn. Gentlemen, right foot forward, outside her feet. Ladies, go back with your left foot. Ready? And slow,
quick, quick, slow,
quick, quick, slow,
quick, quick, slow,
and stop. At that point, his right foot is forward and he's outside her feet. Good. Do that again. Keep in mind, it's not good enough just to get it right. That's only stage one. Stage two is make it look beautiful. So this time when you step outside partner, no looking down, everybody's going to stop in a gorgeous outside partner position. Outside partner to start. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow and stop. Are you beautiful? Everybody is tall. Everybody has shoulders turned toward partner. Good. Don't be rude and turn your shoulders away from your partner. Keep your shoulders turned. You can go a little further. That's even better. Good. So you're turning your shoulders, but not your head. Your head is away from your partner. Good. One more time. The tipple. Just this tipple. This is a really important lesson. Quick step. As we say, everything starts outside partner. If you look good outside partner, you win the quick step. If you don't, you don't. So we want to make sure everybody understands what good outside partner is. Starting outside, ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow and stop. Show me that beautiful outside partner position. Elbows up and wide. Do not look at your partner. Good, but keep your shoulders towards your partner. Good. Let's do it again. This time we won't stop. Tipple, and then we'll do the quarter turn to the right immediately after. One, two, ready, and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn to the right. Stand up and look good. Tipple around the next corner. Quarter turn again to go down the next side. And find a new partner. We're going to music. Quickly, back to the very beginning. Look at this a moment. Unhand your partner. So you should be close to your partner in the base, kind of like a tree. It has a trunk, so your trunk should be together, but it branches out into this huge canopy up top. So ladies, as you get higher in your body, your head should branch out. We want to see a beautiful flowering follower in every couple. The leader doesn't get to flower, so he's just going to continue in the direction the trunk was going. So gentlemen, show me your verticality. Ladies, show me your shape. Let's do that. Starting position. Good. If it hurts your back, something is wrong. Watch this a moment. So if you bend your back, that's bad for your lumbar region. Don't do that. So the way we get this shape is not so much going backward as it is going leftward. So if you incline your head towards your left elbow and your legs go in the other direction, then you have a balanced position. You can keep that and do all the things that you're going to be asked to do with no pain. So if it hurts your back, make sure you figured out the answer to that problem or bring it to me so I can tell you the answer. We have to make sure that it doesn't hurt. Everything should look good, feel good, and work extremely well. Let's see that position again. Like a tree. The trunk smaller, the canopy larger. Good. Here comes the music. I'll count you in. The prep step is on four, and then the quarter turn to the right. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Come on back. This time, as threatened, it's a natural spin turn. And we'll use that for the moment only in corners for the quick step. So change partners. We're going to start from the beginning. And this time when we get to the corner, I'll stop you so we can do the natural spin turn together. So new partner. And we need to fix one little problem about your dance position. Stand away from your partner a little bit. Some of you get close to your partner and then climb up into position. I need you already to be there. So when you walk up to each other, already be at your finest. Do that. Walk up to your partner, already looking good. Ah, that's much better. Good. The prep step is on 4, and then the quarter turn, and so on, all the way down the room. 1, 2, 3, 4. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Lock. Quarter turn again. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Add a lock here. Quick, quick, hold it right there. And now we're ready to talk about the natural spin turn. Thank your partner and separate. Followers, come over here. Leaders, stay where you are here at the corner. Leaders, come much closer to the corner. The natural spin turn is much more compact than the tipple is, so we don't need as much space. Start with your right foot and just like waltz, forward, side, together. And then, just like waltz, left foot back, right foot forward, left foot to the side. Unlike waltz, the next figure is the progressive chassé. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and a forward lock, and so on. Let's do that again. So natural spin turn is another option then for the corner besides the tipple. Ready and slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 quick, quick, lock, slow, quick, quick, quarter turns, quick, quick, slow, slow, natural spin turn here, slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 chasse out of that corner. Let's do this corner slowly together. Starting with your right foot, just the natural spin turn. And slow, quick, quick, back, forward, side, and then back into the progressive chassé and a lock after that. So let's come back and pick up the ladies' part on this. So could you have followed along with us just then, rather than waiting for me to show you?
I got some of them.
Good, good. The more the better. Crash and burn, all you need to, that's how you learn. Failure is part of achieving success. So go back with your left foot into the natural spin. Slow, quick, quick, forward, forward, brush, forward. So nothing has changed. It's still the waltz. And then the progressive chassé. Slow, quick, quick, slow, and the lock. Quarter turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. Natural spin turn. Slow, quick, quick, forward, forward, brush, forward, and forward to come out. Let's do this corner again. For some reason, it's harder here than it is over there. So ladies, stand back in the corner. Gentlemen, if you don't need any practice, stand around. I think you'll need practice. This is tough. This is tough to keep sorted out at quick step speed. Ladies, left foot back and slow, quick, quick, forward, forward, brush, forward, and then forward, side together, side, and a lock because it's quick step. Good. When you do the back lock, do you cross in front or in back? Make sure you cross in front. Slow, quick, quick. Every once in a while I see one slipping in back. That's only the whisk in the waltz. It's not the lock in the quick step. Let's come back to that corner, pick up a partner, and let's do the natural spin turn. Gentlemen, partner, please. And gentlemen, come to the ladies. They're already in the corner where I want us to use this figure. Gentlemen, come to your partner. Good. We need appropriately assertive men as well. So we're going to go straight into the natural spin turn, starting outside partner with his right foot. Make sure we have the right starting alignment. There we go. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, spin. Spin, spin, slow, quick, quick, lock, slow, quick, quick, slow, quarter turn, progressive chassé, natural spin turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 quick, quick, slow, and lock. Ginny, could you have danced in better contact?
I could have.
That would be good for you to get used to. Your fault? No, just have a conversation. Let's do this in contact. Good. Come on back and do that again. Same partner, again. We'd like to eliminate all tentative. I don't want tentative in here. I want assertive. So confidently. Ready and slow. quick, quick, spin, 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 slow, quick, quick, slow, and lock. Her head is to the left. Let me see. Do that together. Slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 slow. Oops. So, may I do that with you?
Yeah.
I want to make sure we keep you on the right side here. So, left foot. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow. So, it's starting to go to the wrong side of me. So,
okay.
I need you just to stay over there a little better.
Okay.
So, do the brush again.
Hold on a sec.
So, now right foot forward.
Right foot forward.
And slow. Quick, quick, slow.
So, okay.
But head to the left.
Yeah.
Good. Let's do it one more time.
Yeah.
Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow, slow, slow. Much better. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Try that. Come back to the corner for inspection. Same partner. Stand up. Stand close, get ready to go outside, partner, head is to the left. Ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, 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 quick, quick, slow. Hold on a moment. Gentlemen, without a partner, let me just have the leaders one more time. Leaders, dance just the first three steps of this natural spin turn, and slow, quick, and stop. As you take this next step with your left foot, say out loud what your foot positions are. This one is back. The next one is forward. And the next one is side. Good. Do just that again. Stand backing the line of dance. Start with your left foot. This time I will be silent. It's all you. Ready? And. And then good. You're ready to go back into the chasse from there. Now let's do it a little faster, starting with the forward part. Right foot forward to get it going. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow, 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 slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good. So that's what you are to be thinking about as you drift off to sleep tonight. Your wonderful natural spin turn. Ladies, one more time. Keep your head to the left this time all the way through. Left foot back. And slow, quick, quick, slow, slow brush, slow, slow. We lost a few on that one. One more time. Ready? And slow, quick, quick, forward, forward brush, forward, forward, quick, quick, slow. Good. Gentlemen, come over and find someone you haven't danced with yet tonight. In this corner, one more natural spin turn.
Trouble getting around each other. Are there any other tricks other than just being closer?
That's a good question. Can we show them? Watch this a moment. Some of you are having trouble getting around far enough. Here's the key. When we start outside partner as we are, it's easier because now I'm already partly around my partner. Even when you're in line during the spin part, still be as offset as you can. So if we're sideways, she stays out of my space and I'm out of hers, it really goes around well. Here is a bad one. After we've done the first three steps, now I'm going to kind of stay in front of my partner and she can't get around me. So it's key that you always be in that offset position. Thank you. So let me see everyone do that again. Natural spin turn. We're already offset at the beginning because we're outside partner. Ready? And slow. Keep the offset. Stay off the wrong side of your partner. Nice. Good. Who is slower during the spin part of the spin turn? The answer is not the man. Annie, it's coming off. Fell on the floor. Do you think that's all right? Okay. So the answer to the question, it is always the person who's going forward who is the power. After 1, 2, 3 of the natural turn, when it's time to start spinning, she's the one going forward, and she's going forward all the way through. So she is what turns the wheel. Gentlemen, your job is just get out of the way and let her do her job. So you're going backward almost throughout. She's going forward definitely throughout. Let's do that again. Women, don't be hanging back. Do not be passive. Ready and slow. Here she comes. Slow, 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 slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow. Hey, Jen, how you doing? Good. Come on back. When is the next time you will dance after tonight?
Friday.
Good answer. Yes. So some Friday, some Tuesday. Anybody else dancing a different day of the week besides those two? Saturday's good. Watching is a help, yes. So where will you see dancing? Dancing with the Stars? Oh, Nationals, yep. Good. So really, really important to have some kind of a schedule. The more frequently you dance, the better. If you can't dance frequently, then you might end up on a weekend dancing like 2 or 3 hours at a time. I don't mind if you dance 2 or 3 hours at a time, but it's not as beneficial as if you spread it out over the week. So an hour, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, would be a really great way to start. So if you have any questions about when you should practice, where you should practice, what you should practice, how you should practice, that's what we should take care of in our class. So this class isn't about what happens in this class. It's about what you take out of this class. And I don't know what that is since I'm not there. So I really am depending on your reports, and particularly your reports of problems. If there's anything that can be fixed, I'd like to know about it. In the quick step, we have danced a natural spin turn. What are the two differences between this figure in the waltz and the quick step? Say it again?
There's no reverse 4, 5, 6.
It's not what?
There is no reverse 4, 5, 6 quick step.
Oh, that's right. So after the natural spin turn, you use a different follow. So that's one of the two differences. After the natural spin turn here, what are you doing in the quick step?
Lock.
The name of that figure is Progressive Chasse.
Okay.
Learn your names. We don't have that many children. We should remember all of our children's names. So that's a progressive chasse, and after that, a forward lock. Any other differences between natural spin turn and the two dances? Timing. So in the waltz, it's just 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. In the quick step, what's the timing? I need all 6 steps accounted for. Slow, quick, quick is the first 3 steps. Slow, slow, slow are the last 3. So slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, slow. Do that with partner. You're on your own with your partner. Say the timing for yourselves. It always starts outside partner when we're at a corner. Go whenever you're ready. Good, come back. When you give a professional a new piece of choreography, the first question they're going to ask, what's my timing? If you show a beginner group a new piece of choreography, what are they going to say first? Do that again. So, but professionals want to know what their timing is. It's the same thing as if a professor gives you a paper to write, you need to know 2 things. How many pages and when's it due? So in our natural spin turn, you want to account for things. How many pages is how many steps? And how many, the timing is almost when it's due. You need to know the timing of everything. Really, really important. Know the questions the professionals are asking because they are relevant for you as well. We are finished with this for tonight. Your job is to practice and come back improved next week. So every week come back better than when you left. That would be the objective. Let's go to the tango. Did we do anything new last week? What was new? Yes, we danced a new group of figures, which I'm now calling Group 1. It has 2 walks, a progressive link, and a closed promenade. Let's slide all the way back without a partner and walk those new patterns. Okay. On what alignment do we start standard dances? That was intended to be an easy question. Good, diagonal wall. Gentlemen, in this group of tango figures, start with your left foot and dance 2 assertive walks. Slow, slow. The second step is called the progressive link. Step forward and then a very small step to the side. Then the third and final figure in this group is the closed promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Repeat from the beginning. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, one more. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Again, get back and get ready to lead. If you're thinking about your own part, you're not leading. So get beyond thinking of your own part by being good at it. Ladies, come well out from the wall. These walks are going to keep backing you into furniture. Ready? And slow, slow. Back, and this next step goes against the line of dance. Check your feet. The toes should be on the same board, and your feet should be parallel, facing diagonal center. Now the closed promenade is right, left, side, together. Then we start again. Two walks. Slow, slow, and the link. Back, side, and then slow, quick, quick, slow. One more. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Back it up and find your favorite tango partner. I'm sorry? When does it close?
Yes.
So when does the body close to your partner?
Yes.
On step three. So it's one, two, three, and then the foot finishes on four. Here we go with group one. Ready? And slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Again, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, one more time. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Excellent. Slide back and find another partner.
Are we outside or in line? In which part? We're always outside.
Not in this dance. That was quick step. So tango has outside partners only rarely.
Okay.
So in this group there aren't any.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So here we go again. Gentlemen, when you take step two with your right foot, should it be between her feet or outside her feet? Between. Boldly. Ready? And. Boldly. Go. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, repeat. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, one more time. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Wow. Why is this one so easy for everybody? We're all born in Argentina. All right, in that case, separate from partner and let's do the final routine incorporating these two groups. Ladies, we're going to go all the way through this with me talking it as it applies to both parts, but of course only demonstrating his. So, first of all, everybody dance group one. And slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Now everyone dance group two, the old group. Two curving walks and the reverse turn. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Now we're going to do group one again, but with one little change. Do not do the walks this time. Go straight into the link. That is quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. And now we'll do group one with one more little change. We'll curve the walks to go around the corner. So left foot, then right foot. Now do the link. Quick, quick, and the closed promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And that's how we get around corners in the tango. Then as always, the moment you come around the corner, there's this moment of feeling lost. So have a plan. Let's do group two from here. Two curving walks to the reverse turn. And slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. By then you're ready to go around the next corner. Let's go back to the beginning and make sure the women got all that. So ladies, out from the wall a little bit. Ready? And slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, group two. Slow, slow, back, side, forward, forward, group one without the walks. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. And now group one around the corner. Walk, walk, then the link, quick, quick, close promenade, quick, quick. quick. Slow, group two. Slow, slow, back, side, forward, forward, side, close. Does everyone see the plan? Okay, we're assuming every room that we're preparing to dance in is rectangular. It has a long side and a short side. We're now dancing both of those two sides. Let's go back and find a partner and dance all of that combination for our tango. Two walks. Ready? And. Slow. The link. Quick, quick. Slow. Now group two. Slow. Slow. Quick, quick outside. Quick group one without the walks. Link and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Now go around the corner. Slow. Slow. The link. Quick, quick, slow. And that was the hardest one. Come back and let's do that. Not all the way back, just to this corner. We're just going to do this corner. Everybody's heading for the locker room. So we're dancing the corner group, which is group one, with two curving walks. Ready? And walk, the link, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, group two, slow, slow, reverse turn, quick, slow, quick, group one, around the corner. Curve, the link, quick, quick, close promenade, and that starts us down the long side. Now we head the other way. Let's come back into this corner again with a new partner. Change partners. We're dancing group one around the corner. Ready? And slow. The link. Quick. Quick, slow. Now group two. Slow. Reverse. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, group one around the corner. Slow. The link. Quick, quick, close promenade. Quick, quick, slow. Leaders, I do not trust you. Come back. Let's have a look at what the leaders are doing. Leaders, come down close to this corner. Let's make sure it's clear why we're doing what we're doing. Okay, gentlemen. Group one around the corner. And slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. That was imperfect. Let's do a perfect one. Do the two curving walks and stop. And slow, slow. Where are you facing now? The name of this is Diagonal Wall of the New Line of Dance. So we had an old diag wall, now we're at the new one. Dance the progressive link and stay facing this way. Forward, side, and then the closed promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Now group two. Curve, the walks, reverse turn, forward, side, back, and back. Side, close. Where are you facing? Diagonal wall. Let's do around the next corner. Do your two curving walks. Slow. Hold it. Now where are you facing? I hope it's diagonal wall of the new line of dance. Progressive link. Quick, quick, and the closed promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And again, group two. Slow, slow, and reverse turn. Excellent. Back to the beginning. Find a partner.
I noticed throughout your tango, you have flat foot.
There's yes. No rise and fall, no going up on the toes.
And no toes, nothing. Right. Even link also, you have flat.
That's it. Flat, flat. Everything is flat. Good. Ready? And slow. Slow. Link and slow, quick, quick, group two, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, group one, around the corner, quick, quick, slow, quick, group two, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, and quick, quick, slow. Good, come back. Same partner, come on back. If I call out for you to do a certain figure, and it would cause you to run into another couple, should you do that figure?
No. Aggression.
No, you should not. Everything I'm seeing tonight just reminds me of what I've been seeing the last 3 days, the United States National Championships. Everything reminds me of what's been in front of me for the last 3 days. The little children are not being taught to drive very well. Little couples will be doing something like the closed promenade. And Myra, may I run into you?
Please.
And it's clear that I can't do a closed promenade from here, but that's not stopping them. They're going to do it anyway. And little boys will knock little girls' heads off, and little girls will knock other little girls' heads off. And they're not trying to do it. They've just been trained, don't stop no matter what. That's bad training. So it's true as you get to a higher level, sometimes the choice that people make is an aggressive one. Run people off the road, that's how you win a competition. It's not how you win a competition, but some people are taught that way. I'm not worried about that with you all. I don't see anybody being intentionally rude, but unintentionally rude can happen. So we want to watch for that. If you're going to run into somebody, do anything but. So if you're supposed to go forward and someone's in the way, just wait. At the moment, it's probably a bad idea to go backward because who knows what's back there. So just wait a moment and then go. So really, really important to show good driving at all times. Don't run into anybody no matter what. It's never okay to run into someone. Let's do this with music, starting with this group around the corner. We're going to do the curving walks, group one, around the corner. Ready, and slow, slow. Link, and slow. Now, group two. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Around the corner. Slow, slow. Link, and slow. Quick, reverse turn again. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Everyone, come over here and grab something to write with or whatever you do to take notes. There's paper and pens on the corner. Or if you have your own notebooks, that would be even better. I suppose by this time I probably shouldn't be bringing any more paper and pens and just let you bring your own. But having your own notebook is a good idea. Or do it electronically is fine with me too. So what we're doing right now is recording what has happened tonight in the group class thus far so that when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to wonder, what did we do? You want to make sure you've got a written record of it. We'll keep it simple. In the waltz, we did nothing new. All we did was review the natural spin turn and so on. We did nothing new choreographically. Today, the emphasis in the waltz was on your positions. So we stopped, for instance, in the whisk position and stood there with parallel toes, shoulders turned toward your partner, beautiful posture. So always look good. It's not just for the aesthetic value, it's also because it works better when you look good. We've also talked more tonight in the waltz about contact. So ideally, contact is from just above the knee all the way up to the rib cage. All of that is in contact. It should come and go a little bit at this stage of your development, but it's important to know what ideal is. So that was our waltz emphasis for tonight. One thing I didn't emphasize that I wish I had was going up on your toes. In the waltz, no one's anywhere near high enough on the toes. So every measure finishes way up on the toes, and then you lower one heel. That's how we do every single measure of your waltz. End it up on the count three, and then you lower one heel on your way to the next figure. From here, we went to the quick step. in the quick step, there was one new thing. That was the natural spin turn at corners. So the natural spin turn in the waltz at the moment is only at a corner. And there were two new things about it. What were they? What's the difference between the natural spin turn and waltz and quick step? Good. So the timing first. What is the timing for the natural spin turn in quick step? Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, slow. Make sure that gets into your notes. As I say, the first thing a professional asks when you give them new choreography is, what's my timing? So you want to know your timing. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, slow. And the other thing is, after the natural spin turn, the next figure always, so far, is the progressive chassé. So in the quick step, we do a progressive chassé afterwards. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And then tonight we talked a little bit in the quick step about how to be outside partner appropriately. Whenever you step outside your partner's feet, you still want to have your shoulders turned towards your partner, just like in a good promenade position, and your face turned away from your partner. And the image was used tonight of a tree with a trunk and a canopy. So that's the way we want to think about our dance position. Close to your partner in the base and farther away near the top. And then in the tango, again, not new figures, but we did a new combination. So I'd like you to write down this combination so you're ready to show it to me in its polished form next week. The first thing we do in the tango is group one. Group one is two walks, a progressive link, and a closed promenade. So group one, in its full form, has three figures in it. After group one, we dance group two. Group two is the older group of your tango figures. It's the two curving walks and the reverse turn with the lady outside partner. Two walks curving and the reverse turn. That's group two. Then we went back to group one, but left out the two walks. So be able to dance group one with no walks. It's just progressive link and a closed promenade. That will catch you by surprise, because you're used to starting tango with slows. But if you take out the two walks, you're starting that group with a quick. Quick, quick. I'm allergic to that too. So, but you have to learn it. So, and then after group one without the two walks, then we were at a corner, and we did one more new way of doing group one, and that is curving the two walks so that the progressive link and the closed promenade go down the next side of the room. So the final version, final thing in here is group one at a corner, curving the two walks, and then the progressive link and closed promenade are danced down the next side of the room. In general, the plan with the tango is to alternate group one, group two, group one, group two, and so on. But we needed these two variations on group one to make that work for us as we go around the room. Yes?
After the group one with the two curved walks, does it go to the beginning or is there a center?
So group one is two curved walks, a progressive link, and a closed promenade. Then, having danced group one, my first choice would always be to do group two next. So down the next side of the room, dance group two.
Group one.
Did you hear this question from an organized mind? So the question was, that means there are four sets, group one, group two, group one without the walks, and group one around a corner. So four combinations there. And that takes care of our tango. Do remember what your responsibility is. Know your own part. You do that when you're on your own, and you also do it part of the time when you're together. If you know your own part, then you're doing your part of the partnership. Now we can get together and make it work. My concern is that some of you might not do this until next Monday again, and then somebody else is going to have to do your thinking for you. You'll depend on your partner too much. So I want you to bring everything you possibly can to the partnership. Don't depend on your partner. So women who know what's going on are extremely valuable in a partnership and completely necessary in a high-level partnership. Okay, good. Lose the notes, and let's go to Latin. Thank you.